Let us pray, because I know the Lord is here today. Let's honor His presence right in our midst. Lord, we thank You. We honor You. Maraming salamat sa iyong salita, O Lord. I pray, Lord God, that Your word today would come alive in our hearts, maging kapaki-pakinabang, madaling intindihin, Panginoon, so that we can apply it in our lives, Lord God. I pray, Ikaw, Panginoon, na nakakaalam ng bawat sitwasyon ng bawat isa, not just here in person, but even all of our global family joining us online, because we know that You are God that is boundless and limitless. Ikaw ang nakakaalam ng puso ng bawat isa, so speak right into their situations, Lord. Ano man ang pinagdadaanan nila, may this word be a word of hope sa kanilang mga buhay. We thank You and we honor your presence with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's read the word of the Lord in 1 Samuel chapter 16. Okay, starting with verse 6 hanggang verse 13. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I don't know about you, but I'm very thankful and grateful na ang Panginoon hindi katulad natin na nagbabase sa physical na anyo ng isang tao, pero ang Panginoon nagbabase sa puso natin. Because I know I'm not that great. I'm not that, alam mo yun, meron tayong mga bagay, hindi kamahal-mahal sa atin. Pero thanks be to God na tinitingnan ng Panginoon ang ating mga puso. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Hindi pa din ito. This is not the one. Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these, any one of your 7 sons. The Lord has not chosen any one of these." So he asked Jesse, the prophet Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He is tending the sheep. He's outside. Nandun siya sa labas." Samuel said, "Send for him, and we will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Ooh. David, then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. We are going to talk about one of the most favorite things we like to do, being patient. We are going to talk about, I've entitled this word today, trusting God's timing. Timing is everything. Mapakomedyante ka, mapakukurist ka, mapafit body ka. Diba? Kapag yung timing mo, kapag wala ka sa timing, it's either sira yung joke mo, hilaw yung kanin nyo, o di kaya may bukol ka o bali ang aabutin mo. Right? Because timing is everything. Amen? May mga bagay na kapag hindi tama ang timing, it's either hindi tatagal, o di kaya masasaktan ka lang. But on a serious note, it's not just important to get what you want, but how you got to where you want. Ibig sabihin, there is always timing for everything. There is always a time for everything. We look around us, siguro madami tayong nakikita around us, mga men and women of faith that have been really successful sa pinapagawa ng Panginoon sa kanilang buhay. I think just last weekend, Pastor Jenny shared this great word from the Lord. And doon ko nalaman talaga, nilatag niya yung buong paglilingkod niya sa Panginoon. She started at the age of 11. Sabi ko, grabe. 30 years of her life she spent into serving the Lord. So makikita mo talaga that there was process in all of the things that she had to go through. Kung isipin mo, di ba, kung makikita mo sila ngayon, Pastor Stephen, Pastor Len, makikita mo sila ngayon parang, or anyone that you look up to as a leader, anyone that you look up to na talagang nakikita mong ginagamit successfully and effectively by the Lord, wherever that may be, pwedeng sa inyong mga trabaho, sa inyong pamilya, pag nakikita ninyo talagang successful sila sa mga ginagawa nila, we ultimately think na dahil nakikita natin sila, we think it's so easy to get there. We don't know that they've actually been through a lot of breakings in their lives. We look at successful friend, we look at someone's Facebook feed na kapag nag-post sila ng kanilang Japan trip, oh, di ba? Or di kaya yung kaibigan mo na graduate sa college, or di kaya yung kaibigan mo na, or maybe they just posted yung house and lot nila sa Facebook nila. But akala mo that they just got there overnight. Right? Dahil nakikita mo kung gaano kaganda yung ginagawa ng Panginoon sa kanila, we ultimately think na sobrang dali lang makapunta doon. We don't know that there is a process. Sabihin natin process. Because of this, nakikita natin yung mga highlight reels ng ibang tao, nagbabase lang tayo sa present na kung nasaan sila ngayon. There is a hype or there is an obsession when it comes to overnight success. Gustong-gusto ng mga tao na talagang instant, na agad-agad nakukuha ko yung success, na agad-agad nakukuha ko yung victory sa buhay ko. And may nabasa akong research one time, na yung mga lottery winners daw, 70% of lottery winners, they lose their earnings, they lose their prize money in just 6 years. So, most daw sa mga lottery winners, they imaginein mo yun, di ba? Ang bilis na wala yung napalalunan nila, maybe mapapaisip ka din talaga, it's because they got it so easily, hindi sila dumaan doon sa proseso ng pag-manage siguro ng kanilang mga finances. That is why it was so easy for them to lose that prize money. There is that obsession with immediate happiness, immediate popularity, immediate victories. Diba? Meron nga tayong mga instant noodles, instant reply. Diba? Or instant makeover. Diba? Gusto natin gumanda agad. Hindi natin alam na kailangan pala mag-skincare. Diba? Ayaw natin dumaan doon sa araw-araw na proseso para magkaroon ng magandang kutis. Right? We just want the product. We don't want the process. If there is anything God does not own, it is a watch. Walang relo ang Panginoon. God does not keep time like we do because as we know, ang Diyos, He is omnipresent, omnipotent. Diba? Ang Diyos natin, He does not keep the timeline that we have. Amen? God's Word says it this way. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like a day para sa ating Panginoon. Kung ilalagay ko yan sa Dayan International Version, wapakels ang Lord sa timeline mo, ma'amsh. Wala siyang pakialam sa timeline mo. May sariling timeline ang ating Panginoon. He does not have 24 hours in a day. God does not have His own watch because He has infinite time. He is outside of time. Therefore, dahil wapakels ang Diyos sa timeline mo, ibig sabihin, hindi siya intimidated sa'yo. Na kapag nagpe-pray ka, na Lord, Lord, please, ibigay mo na. Hindi siya nai-intimidate o nape-pressure sa mga dalangin natin, sa mga panalangin natin kapag gustong-gusto na natin makarating doon sa bagay na yun o sa gusto nating goal sa ating mga buhay. God cannot be intimidated by anyone or anything because unlike today's culture, binavalue ng ating Panginoon ang proseso kaysa sa produkto. Sabi natin process. Process. We see this clearly in the life of David. Now, David was anointed at the age of 17. Actually, a lot of people say, since hindi naman siya indicated in the Word of God, a lot of people say it's a range from 15 to 19. So, basta he was a teenager when he was anointed by Prophet Samuel. But then what happened to David? He was anointed at the age of 17-ish in 1 Samuel 16, but he was appointed at the age of 30 in Hebron. So sa southern kingdom ng Israel, which is the Judah and Benjamin na tribes, he was king there sa southern kingdom. So from 17 or from 15-ish, 15 to 19, and then he was appointed, nakaupo siya bilang isang king at the age of 13, Hebron, and then he finally got the final appointment bilang overall king ng buong Israel, ng northern and southern kingdom by the age of 37. So imaginein mo yon, from the age of 15 to 37, or let's say 17 to 37, para madali sa math. Ibig sabihin, that's 20 years. Approximately 15 to 20 years from the time that he was anointed, na sinabihan siya ng Panginoon, binigyan siya ng word ng Panginoon that one day you will be king. And then he got to finally sit down and see that calling come to pass when he was finally 37 years old. Ang layo nun. That's 20 years and 20 chapters in between. Minsan hindi natin naisip yun, no? Kapag nakikita natin yung mga ano natin, yung mga yung inspired tayo ng mga tao sa buhay nila, yung mga talagang nilook up natin, gusto natin to reach where they are, but we don't know they went through this process. This ano ba yung process? Parang yung salitang process parang mura, no? Parang ayaw natin talaga sa process. Parang ayaw nating marinig yung salitang process. Kasi para sa atin, it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time. But we don't know, kagaya na nasabi ko, the Lord values the process more than the product. I remember this quote that said, "It is talent and gift that will take you there, but it is your character that will keep you there." There's a difference. There is a difference. And the Lord, usually, iniimbitahan tayo ng Panginoon na maghintay. But people run from waiting. Ayaw talaga natin naghihintay tayo. Amen ba? But over and over again, God has always given His people an invitation to wait. Pero marami sa atin, hindi natin nakikita yung paghihintay as an invitation. Di ba kapag in-invite ka ng isang tao, ibig sabihin, gusto kong gawin mo, parang it's something that you should love doing or you should look forward to doing. Hindi natin nakikita ang waiting season as an invitation by God. It is an open invitation. We see it as people, we see it as something unpleasant, and we tend to despise it. Ayaw nating maghintay. And we often feel like we have to wait, and that waiting is forced onto us. Na pinipili tayo kapag nasa waiting season tayo, na nandun tayo and we don't want to be there. Hindi natin siya nakikita na something to look forward to. Hindi natin siya nakikita na invitation pala siya ng Panginoon sa atin. We despise waiting because we do not usually see God's perspective of the waiting season sa ating mga buhay. Because when we are waiting, all we see is the present. Hindi natin nakikita yung future. Hindi natin nakikita kung ano yung ramifications. Hindi natin nakikita yung effect ng ating paghihintay sa kabuuan ng ating mga buhay, right? Hindi natin nakikita eh. For example, there are a lot of people in the Bible. If not all of them, I think majority of them really waited a long time sa ating Panginoon to see the promise of God come to pass in their life. Just for example, si Sarah. Si Sarah, she prayed for Isaac for 25 years. Pero hindi kasi alam ni Sarah. In her mind, she was praying for a son. Pero sa puso ng Panginoon, he allowed Sarah to wait for 25 years because the Lord was going to make Sarah a mother of many nations. Para sa kanya, nagpe-pray lang siya ng isang son to bear a child. Pero hindi niya alam she was going to be a mother of many nations. Amen? Kasi hindi niya nakikita yung perspective ng Diyos eh. Yung panalangin niya lang, yung desire niya lang, yung nakikita niya. For example, si Hannah, aside from Sarah. Si Hannah. Now, when a lot of Bible scholars would say that si Hannah, she prayed for the prophet Samuel, to bear prophet Samuel for 19 years. Now, it said in that time that the word of the Lord was rare. Ibig sabihin, walang naririnig ang mga Israelites from God. They could not hear from the Lord. Parang, kumbaga sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon, God hid Himself from the Israelites in that time. So kung nag-stop si Hannah from praying for Prophet Samuel, 'di ba? Kasi ang nangyari, tinawag si Prophet Samuel bilang isang propeta, bilang isang tagapaghatid ng salita ng Panginoon. So si Hannah, hindi niya nakita that ang pinagpipray niya lang magkaroon lang siya ng anak, pero hindi niya alam that she was going to bear a son who was going to deliver the word of the Lord to all of the Israelites in a time na rare ang salita ng Panginoon. 'Di ba? Kung nag-stick lang siya doon sa panalangin niya, hindi niya talaga, hindi siya naghintay kay Prophet Samuel, 'di ba? Nag-give up na siya sa panalangin, hindi siya naghintay. Then the Israelites would not be able to hear the word from God through the Prophet Samuel. Amen. Amen. And also, finally, si Joseph. We know the story of Joseph, the dreamer, right? Pero kung hindi kung si Joseph, if he was at the age of 17, kung hindi siya hindi niya hinayaan ng Panginoon na dumaan siya doon, if he despised the Lord, ano ba 'tong nangyayari? Akala ko may dream, may vision ka para sa buhay ko, Lord, kung nagreklamo si Joseph. And he did not go through the process when he was in the pit, in the prison, to the palace. Dahil sa pit pa lang at sa prison, doon siya nagkaroon ng education when it comes to the language of the Egyptians. And that was what made him qualified na maging right hand ng paraon. 'Di ba? Kasi ang the Pharaoh is, of course, normally they would speak their own language, pero kung hindi dumaan si Joseph doon sa pit, sa prison kung saan natutunan niya yung lingwahe ng mga Egyptians, he would not be even qualified to be in the palace. Right? There is a purpose sa lahat ng ginagawa ng ating Panginoon. All of them thought that they were only hoping for their own dreams and for their own visions to come to pass. Akala nila, sarili lang nila yung iniisip nila. Akala nila, nananalangin lang sila para sa mga sarili na promise na binigay ng Panginoon sa kanila. But how many of you would agree with me that the Lord's understanding and the Lord's ways are so much higher than our ways? No, may mga binibigay ang Panginoon sa atin, and we start to pray about it. Hindi natin alam kung sino-sino ang naapektuhan ng ating pagsunod, ng ating paghihintay sa Panginoon. Even when what God is doing does not make sense at the time, He is working all things, not just for your interest, but for the interest of those around you and the generation after you. You will never know who is going to benefit in the future from your obedience in the present. Kagaya ng nangyari kay Sarah, kay Hannah, at kay Joseph, hindi mo alam, kapatid, kung sino ang makaka-benefit niyan. Malay mo, yung mga apo mo, yung mga anak mo, yung mga kapatid mo, mga kaibigan mo, everyone connected to you is going to be affected by your obedience today. So kung if you refuse to wait on God now, kung hindi ka maghihintay sa Panginoon, if you despise the waiting, anong mangyayari sa kanila? Amen? Gagamit at gagamit ang Panginoon ng ibang tao para mabless ang mga taong ito, pero papayag ka ba dun? Kung pwede ka namang gamitin ng Panginoon ngayon? Amen? It can feel like nothing is happening when we are waiting. Di ba? Kapag tayo naging, parang wala namang nangyayari, Lord. Right? Parang ako lang. Ako lang ba? Diba, totoo. Amen ba? Na kapag naghihintay tayo, parang there's something, parang wala namang nangyayari. Parang I just go day by day, parang wala namang nangyayari. But nothing can be further from the truth. How can you prove that, Ate Diane? That there's really something happening in my waiting. Psalm 121 verses 1 to 4. The word of God says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. Ano ibig sabihin nito, Ate Diane? When God makes you wait, He is working. Kasi sabi mismo ng salita ng Panginoon, God does not sleep. Even in your waiting, kapatid, hindi ibig sabihin na naghihintay ka, naghihintay din ng Lord. Ibig sabihin, God is working. Ibig sabihin, waiting time is not wasted time. Akala kasi natin ang paghihintay, laging passive. Actually, in the waiting, God is active. Kasi hindi nga siya natutulog. He does not slumber nor sleep. God is always working. If David hadn't gone through the process, he would not have been Israel's greatest king. Kung hindi siya dumaan sa proseso, from that anointing to the appointing, kung hindi siya dumaan dun, then he would not have been dubbed as Israel's greatest king, small k. One of the most notable differences between David and Saul was this word, preparation. If you notice, King Saul, actually, we always give King Saul parang a bad review. Diba? Ano talaga to si King Saul? Disobedient, ganon. Pero hindi natin alam, he was actually chosen by God. He was chosen by God at first, he was chosen by God. Ano yung difference nila? That word, preparation. When King Saul was anointed to be king, it was just a small amount of time before he sat on his throne. Pero tingnan mo si David. David went through a lot of difficult moments in his life before he sat king. That is why siguro, may kita natin, process is very important. Of all the Bible characters, except Jesus, of course, David's story was emphasized in the Bible. And there are a total of 66 chapters written about David. And not a lot of people catch this. That David did not fight Goliath and become king right after that. Or all of a sudden. Kasi pag inisip natin, David, Goliath. Fighting the giant. And then he became king. No. There was a process to the palace. He went through a lot of humiliating, dishonoring, and difficult moments before he finally saw the promise of God come to pass. David was anointed, like I said, 3 times. So there was a process. And if you're not aware of what God is teaching in the waiting, you will waste this season of your life. Dapat na tingnan natin yung buhay ni David. As a reference, kasi maraming tinuro ang Panginoon sa kanya. And there are a lot of things that we could also learn sa buhay ni David. Kung ikaw man ngayon ay may hinihintay na pangako ng Panginoon. May mga tao ba dito may naghihintay? Are we waiting for something? Can you raise up your hand? Sa lahat ng mga tao may hinihintay. Walang hinihintay nandito? Wala kayo? Paano naman po? Lihans naman po? All of us have something to look forward to in our lives, di ba? At some point, meron tayong hinihintay. Di ba? Parang wala namang hope yung walang hinihintay. Pero I know, siguro sa deep down, meron niya silang hinihintay. Siguro iniisip pa nila. Pero a lot of us, majority of us, really raised our hands kasi lahat tayo, we are in a waiting season of our lives. So here are some things na pwede nating matutunan sa buhay ni David at pwede nating i-apply sa buhay natin in order for us to really see the process at matagumpay nating malakaran yung waiting season ng buhay natin. Number one is have the humility to serve. Put it in your notes. Have the humility to serve. Where was David's first assignment right after na ma-anoint siya ni Prophet Samuel? Pop quiz. Where was David's first assignment? Back in the pasture. Balik doon sa pasture ng kanyang tatay. Mag-serve sa kanyang tatay, sa kanyang mga kapatid. He immediately went back to the pasture. I don't know about you, pero kung ako yun, alam kong anointed ako. I'm anointed to be king of Israel. Wow! Tala na! Ano pa hinihintay natin? Kunin yung Mercedes-Benz. Tara na! Let's go! King na kamo ako eh. Diba? Kapag tayo anointed, let's go! Ano pa bang hinihintay? Wala na patumpik-tumpik pa. Let's go to the palace. I'm anointed. Lahat. I got this. Kunin nyo na yung kalesa, whatever that is. Tara na. Kasi naghihintay na sila ng king nila. Ako yun. I don't know about you, pero ganun yung iniisip ko kapag na-anoint na si David. Dapat talaga, napunta na agad siya sa palace, right? But David did not do that. He immediately went back to the pasture. David not only served his father, but he also served King Saul at the palace where he already knew he was supposed to be in. Alam mo na na dun ka dadalhin ng Panginoon one day. But he had that humility in his heart na hayaan ng Panginoon na i-appoint siya at ilagay siya mismo doon sa pangako ng Panginoon. A lot of us, when we get promoted, or when we get to that place na hinihintay natin sa ating Panginoon, when we get promoted, we think we're too big to go back and do the things that we used to do. I remember this quote from Rich Wilkerson. Sabi niya, if you're too big to serve, then you're too small to lead. If you're too big to serve, then you're too small to lead. Ibig sabihin, at some point, if ikaw, pinomote ka ng Panginoon, you have to go back and do the things that you used to do. And have that humility na paglingkuran yung mga taong once ay pinaglingkuran mo din. Dati, on fire ka, pag nagigreet ng mga tao, welcome po, happy Sunday! May sayaw-sayaw ka pa doon, di ba? Pero ngayon, Ate Dayan, ang init-init sa labas. Grabe na, ang pawis ko talaga, tagaktak, Ate Dayan, nagre-reklamo ka na ngayon. Dati, pinagpe-pray mo lang na magkaroon ka ng sarili mong link up. Pero ngayon, dinidespise mo na, hindi mo na kinakamusta yung mga hinahawakan mo sa link up. Dati, talagang practice na practice, talagang memoryado mo yung ano, yung chords, yung lyrics, talagang ano, on fire ka sa pagpa-practice ng ano, ng worship songs ninyo pag bago mag-Sunday, every single day, Monday pa lang, nagme-memorize ka na, pero ngayon, halos late ka kada practice. Because sometimes when we get promoted, nakakalimutan nating balikan yung mga bagay na once nating ginagawa para sa Panginoon. David, on the other hand, despite knowing that he would be one day be king of Israel, he served his family. And he even served the very king that he would replace. He served with humility. And wherever God has placed you right now, serve right there. Do something in the waiting, kumbaga. If David was not humble enough to serve his father and his brothers, kung wala siyang humility, pagpapakumbaba doon sa puso niya at that moment, kasi pwedeng lumaki yung ulo niya eh, di ba? Kasi alam niya na sa sarili niya na anointed siya ng Panginoon. Pero kung hindi niya pinaglingkuran, if he did not have that humility in his heart, he would not have met his opportunity for breakthrough. Si Goliath. Diba? The only way na meet niya yung opportunity na yon was because sumunod siya sa utos ng tatay niya. Nadalhin yung snacks para sa mga kapatid niya in battle, right? If David did not have that humility in his heart na, okay, tay, I will serve you, I will serve my brothers. If he did not have that humility, he would not have been able to defeat Goliath. Kung sobrang laki yung ulo niya at that time, diba? If he was prideful, knowing that he was anointed, he would have refused. Kasi anong ibig mo sabihin? Ako magdadala ng ano na yan? Ng cheese bread na yan? Of course not. Ako yung anointed dito ah. Diba? Siguro kung prideful, merong pride sa puso niya. Kung questionin niya yung tatay niya, ano bang, hindi mo ba ako kilala? Hindi mo ba narinig yung sinabi ni Prophet Samuel? Ako yung anointed dito. Magiging king ako one day. Bakit mo ko inuutusan? But he had that humility in his heart to serve his family, to serve his father, and then he met his opportunity for a breakthrough, Goliath. You see, there is a process to this. Next, isa pa sa mga bagay na pwede nating matutunan sa buhay ni David is to fight with authenticity. Sabi natin authenticity. Bago kalabanin ni David si Goliath, 'di ba nagpresentar siya doon sa army, presented himself. Ako lalaban dito sa Philistine na ito, sa giant na to. Pero bago mangyari 'yon, nung pumayag na si King Saul. King Saul, kasi sa isip niya, ano sinasabi mo, boy? Ano ka lang, 'di ba? Shepherd boy ka lang. Wala kang kalaban-laban dito sa giant na to. He's been a warrior since his youth. Sabi ni King Saul, bata pa lang yan, warrior na yan, yung sinasabi mo. So then, King Saul had the, parang sa isip ni King Saul, wala talagang chance si David para kalabanin si Goliath. So what he did, ito yung ginawa ni King Saul sa kanya. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 38 to 40, then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. Binihisan ni King Saul, si David, ng armor niya. Kasi tingin niya, wala kang chance dito sa giant na to kung hindi mo susuotin itong armor ko. Ay, sabi ni David, I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I am not used to them. So he took them off, then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Anong sinasabi mo, Ate Diane? God does not expect you to be someone that you are not in order to be where He is taking you. This is another thing that God wants to teach us while we are waiting. God is going to use you how you are. Kung ano yung pagkakagawa ng Panginoon sa iyo with your own uniqueness, with your own personality, gagamitin yan ng Panginoon. Because the reason why I'm saying this is because oftentimes in waiting, marami tayong nakikita, di ba, mga tao talagang successful sa kanilang mga buhay and we want to be like them. Di ba? At iniisip natin na dahil successful sila sa ginagawa nila, or dahil effective sila, dahil ang daming tao na na-inspire sa mga buhay nila, akala natin that is the only way that God is going to use somebody to impact the lives of other people. Akala natin, yun lang yung tanging paraan. So, sa isipan natin, I have to be just like this person. I have to walk like somebody, talk like somebody. I have to preach like somebody, lead like somebody. Kailangan kong maging katulad niya para gamitin din ako ng Panginoon mightily. But no. Ano ang sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon? Di ba, sabi ng salita ng Panginoon, David, King Saul tried to put on his armor to David, pero hindi nag-work. In fact, the only way that David was able to defeat the giant is when he used that stone and that slingshot. Hindi niya kinailangan. Hindi niya kinailangan yung armor ni David, kumbaga. Just because you see other people who have been successful at what they do, you do not have to conform to them and think that that is the only way that God can use anybody. You can only be effective in God's purpose for your life if you are going to be you. May mga tao, opportunity, mayroong mga open doors, may mga doors sa bubuksan ng Panginoon para sa'yo na tanging ikaw lang yung makakaapekto doon sa mga sitwasyon na yon. Kaya ka nga ginawang ganyan ng Panginoon, kaya ka nga binigyan ng ganyang experiences sa buhay mo, ng ganyang type of personality, ng ganyang type of uniqueness, kasi magdadala ang Panginoon ng mga tao na makaka-relate sa'yo. Ngayon, kung hindi mo gagamitin yung personality na meron ka, and if you are going to wear King Saul's armor, hindi mo silang maapektuhan, hindi ka magiging effective. You cannot defeat Goliath, kapatid. If you are going to always copy what somebody is doing, you don't have to be a king in order to defeat a giant. Itatak natin sa noo natin. You don't have to be a king in order to defeat a giant. When David's capabilities was questioned, of course they will question David's capabilities, right? Kasi anong gagamitin mo, slingshot tapos rocks? Gagawin mo dyan, boy? Suicide ba to? So when King Saul, kinwestiyon niya yung kakayahan ni David. Kasi eventually, di ba, David took off yung armor ni Saul. He took that off and then he picked up the stones and he got his slingshot. So syempre, sa isipan ni King Saul, anong gagawin mo dyan? Anong gagawin mo? You are going to die. And when he was questioned, si David, he did not mind because he knew what God taught him in the pasture. A lot of people, usually, ang mga tao, hindi nila maiintindihan yung ginagawa mo kasi hindi nila alam kung ano yung pinagdaanan mo. Hindi nila alam, kagaya ni King Saul, kinwestiyon niya yung capabilities ni David because hindi niya alam kung ano yung tinuro ng Diyos sa kanya while he was still in the pasture. Ano bang tinuro ng Diyos sa kanya while he was still in the pasture? Sabi ni David kay King Saul, alam mo, King Saul, the reason why I'm so confident, ibig sabihin, parang hindi God-fident, confident siya sa kakayahan ng Diyos. The reason why I'm so confident is because when I was in the pasture, sabi niya, when a bear came, when a lion came, I tore that with my bare hands. At yun din ang gagawin ko dito sa Philistine, uncircumcised Philistine na ito. He did not know, King Saul did not know what God taught him in the pasture. And hindi lang ito magagamit ni King ni David, he will not be so confident sa kakayahan niya through God, of course, with God, kung hindi siya naging humble sa una pa lang, kung hindi siya naging faithful doon sa binigay ng Panginoon sa kanya while he was waiting for the palace. Diba? Yung ginawa niya sa pasture, naging humble siya, bumalik siya doon sa pasture, he tended to his father's sheep, yun yung nag-qualify sa kanya para gawin or para i-defeat si Goliath, right? Amen ba? You don't have to be a king in order to defeat a giant. You have got to fight for authenticity. Sabi natin sa katabi natin, be you. Be you. Now, next, isa pa sa mga pwede nating matutunan sa buhay ni David is dare to honor. Sabi natin, honor. David cuts off Goliath's head. And then, dahil syempre doon sa ginawa niya, of course, that was a big victory, napansin siya ngayon ni King Saul. So then he started to work for King Saul. But as David won victories, Saul became bitter and envious kay David. And for years, yung taong tumulong sa kanya para mapanalunan yung mga battles nila, he has tried to kill the very person who won battles for him. Saul was trying to kill David. These moments can make you question God's calling for your life. Diba? Siguro sa buhay ni David, ginawa ko lang naman kung ano yung tama. I was just even fighting these battles for him para sa kabutihan ng buong Israel. Pero ito yung ginawa ni King Saul sa kanya. He began to kill the very person who won battles for him. And in these moments, kung sakali, kung kayo ay nasa season na ito, that you have people turning their backs against you, don't question God's calling for your life. Because in Jeremiah it says that the Lord formed you. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. That God has a purpose and a plan for your life. That just because ninalikuran ka ng ibang tao, ni-reject ka ng ibang tao, that is not an indication that you must stop. Magpatuloy ka, kapatid. Just like David, dare to honor. In moments where you are tempted to respond in anger or take revenge, remember kung ano yung ginawa ni David. There was even an instance kung saan si David, he had the perfect opportunity to King Saul, but he did not do it. It's in 1 Samuel 24 verse 6. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him. For he is the anointed of the Lord." Do you see his heart? Do you see why he's the man after God's own heart? Diba? So you've got to dare to honor while you are in the waiting season of your life. And of course, waiting also teaches us to abide. Sabihin natin abide. David never fought a battle unless God said that he would win it. It's in the Bible. Lagi talagang nagtatanong si David, ano ba talaga, ano Lord yung gagawin ko? Diba, whenever he would go out into battle, hindi siya pala desisyon. Talagang he would ask the Lord's counsel, "Lord, what am I gonna do?" And every single time nahahayaan siya ng Panginoon to fight off this nation, he would always win. Whenever David would have the opportunity to fight against other nations, he would always ask God's counsel. And do you want to know the secret why he wins all the time? The Bible says, "And God was with David." Over and over and over again, "And God was with David." "And God was with David." "And God was with David." And do you also want to know why David is called the man after God's own heart? It's in Acts 13:22. But God removed Saul and replaced him with David, a man about whom God said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Get this. He will do everything I want him to do. Ginagawa lang ni David kung ano yung pinapagawa ng Panginoon. This means that the process teaches us to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Amen? Process also is also known as the anointing. It's in the process where we get God's anointing. The anointing is developed in us over time. Usually, it is brought about by the crushing. Sabihin natin crushing. Because talent alone is powerless. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage in the lives of other people. So hindi dapat yung magkaroon ako ng skills na ganyan, maging kasing talento at gifted ako niyan, pero ang dapat na pinapanalangin natin, Lord, ipadaan mo ko sa process. Lord, i-crush mo ko para magkaroon ako ng anointing because that is what I want. Alam niyo ang sabi sa Galatians, the Lord, the reason why Jesus came is to set the captives free. And when you have God's anointing over your life, ibig sabihin nun, ang Diyos ginagamit ang buhay mo to also set the captives free. What a great privilege. So what a great privilege to be crushed by God. To get that anointing. Amen? We use olive oil to anoint people, right? Yung olive oil. Olives, in fact, must be crushed into a paste and then pressed to release oil. And I have found this to be an easy reminder na sa crushing, doon nare-release ang anointing ng ating Panginoon. Ang tanong ngayon, willing ka bang madurog ng Diyos? Are you willing to be crushed by God? Ang dami ko pang gustong sabihin. Pero I just wanted to share this testimony with you today as we end today's message. Okay lang ba mag-family talk? In 2019, I started to volunteer as a greeter here in our church. And also in that year, I started to volunteer. I remember there was a time na mayroong, I don't know if that was yung pinakaunang batch ng Preacher's Academy. Pastor Stephen opened the very first batch of Preacher's Academy. I'm not sure if that was Preacher's Academy or teachers training, but there was a training for teachers or preachers at that time in 2019. And I remember may isang volunteer na kaibigan ko, tapos na I came across this person, tapos sabi ko, anong meron sa loob? Kasi hindi ko alam anong nangyayari sa loob. Tapos sabi niya, merong Preacher's Academy, you should go, ito ganyan. Tapos ako, it's not for me. Sabi ko, naalala ko talaga yung yung reaction ko that day. Sabi ko, it's not for me. So, umuwi ako. I went home and I continued to serve the Lord throughout that year. And throughout that year, I also experienced a lot in my life from finances. Walang wala talaga. I was in just graduated from college and talagang walang wala, nagkautang pa dahil na hospitalized ako from appendicitis. And then after that, I also experienced relationship issues and career issues. Kasi gusto ko dati maging flight attendant. Yun talaga yung talagang dream ko. Nalala ko nung bata pa ako, sabi ko, pag tinatanong ako, anong pangarap mo maging? So, sinasabi ko, automatic talaga. Pag tinatanong, ganun pa lang, a flight attendant. Ganun agad yung sagot ko sa Panginoon. So every single time, after I graduated, I applied for those yung mga open days, ganun tinatawag nila, and every single time I would get rejected. And then there was a moment in worship, I sabi ko, Lord, I'm just gonna give you everything. I gave up my career, sinusurrender ko lahat ng gusto ko, yung desire ng puso ko, o yung buhay na ini-envision ko para sa sarili ko. So I had, practically 2019 was the darkest and the hardest, most difficult season of my life so far. But in that season, doon din ang usap ang Panginoon sa buhay ko. I remember during worship and during prayer, while I was mag-isa lang ako at ang Panginoon, and then during prayers narinig ko lang sa Panginoon, you will preach. And I did not even, wala akong alam sa salita ng Panginoon. Wala talaga, zero. I was not even, di ba ako nagli-link, meron ako link up, pero hindi ako malalim sa link up, talagang hindi ako nag-aaral ng salita ng Panginoon. Ang alam ko lang, ma-attend ako ng church, yun lang. And then, but I just had that fire to serve. Yun lang meron ako nung time na yun. Just wanted to serve the Lord. Maging greeter doon hi, happy Sunday. Yun lang talaga yung gusto ko. That you would, God would attest to this. I only had that desire. Simple desire lang talaga to just serve the Lord. Maging greeter. Kung meron akong in-envision ko yung sarili ko, hala, maging 40 ako, magiging greeter pa din ako. Yung ganun. Pero I was still willing to do that. Parang yun yung in-envision ko sa sarili ko. I would forever be welcoming people into the house of God. So that was 2019. The Lord told me, you will preach. It did not make sense. And so meron pa siyang sinabi after that, but I'm just gonna keep that to myself kasi hindi ko pa siya nakikita. Hindi ko pa, I haven't seen it come to pass yet, but yung sabi ng Panginoon una na, you will preach. And then actually this is the first time I'm sharing it publicly. Even Pastor Stephen, Pastor Jenny doesn't know na ito yung nangusap ng Panginoon sa akin that time. I only told one person, one single person, that was my link up leader, Nanay Myla. So, naalala ko nung sinabi ko sa kanya, she was also puzzled. Taka din siya, ha? Wala ka naman, sa greeter ka, hindi ka naman ganito, ganyan. So, but then again, I just had that encounter with the Lord that He said, you will preach. And then, in 2020, I had the opportunity to become a host, na maging host ng ating social media platform, ng online. And then, that was 2020 during the pandemic. And in 2021, Pastor Jenny gave me an opportunity na magturo sa Pinas Online Link Up Group. So, pinakauna kong preaching was about identity. I was preaching to a group of women. And then Pastor Stephen gave me the opportunity, entrusted me na magturo sa Grow Track. And then in 2023, last year, I was given the opportunity to be the ministry head of Grow Track itself. And last year, I got the chance to have that privilege to share the Word of God here in front of you and to actually see God's promise for my life come to pass. And I had this amazing nostalgic moment talagang amazed moment ako sa Panginoon last Sunday. Kasi naalala ko, nakita ko yung picture, sinend ng Nanay Myla sa akin, yung picture ko na I was serving on my birthday. Birthday ko kasi last Sunday. So, tumatanggap pa po ako ng regalo, charot. Joke lang. Pero yung sinend yung picture sa akin, that was the day I was serving the Lord sa greeters. Pisinan niya, sabi niya, nak, this was 5 years ago. And then, nakita ko yung picture ko in the same place kung saan I also preached on this platform. So, on the very same day ng birthday ko, I was serving as a greeter 5 years ago. And then 5 years later, I was now preaching the Word of God on my birthday. It's amazing what God has done, and I give God all of the glory. I was a little bit hesitant kasi gusto ko sana i-keep lang sa between me and God yung ginawa niya sa buhay ko. But I just want to encourage somebody today who might be in that waiting season of your life. Do not give up. The Lord is faithful at may plano, purpose ang Panginoon. And it's not even that yung promise yung nilulook forward natin kasi I found that it's not enough. Actually, preaching, pwede akong matanggal dito. I mean, pwede akong hindi na mag-preach ever in my life, but just Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Okay na sa akin. So, I just want to encourage everyone here. I know somebody is waiting for something. The Lord is faithful to accomplish lahat ng pinangako ng Panginoon sa iyong buhay. Amen? Let's give God glory. Let's, bigyan natin ng papuri ang Panginoon. We thank you, Lord. We give you all glory. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Tunay kang tapat, hindi ka nagbabago. Maraming salamat sa iyong kadakilaan sa aming buhay. We love you, Lord, and we adore your precious name. Maraming salamat dahil tunay ang, at totoo ang iyong salita at hindi nagbabago sa aming mga buhay, that we can fully stand our ground. We can fully stand on your word that pwede naming panghawakan sa aming mga buhay, Panginoon. I know that you have a lot more things in store para sa aking mga kapatid, para sa aming lahat, Panginoon, and I cannot wait for them to see what you have in store for them, Lord God. And as we go through this process, I pray na manatili kaming obedient, manatili kaming honor, nag-honor, Panginoon, pati manatili kaming with humble hearts, Lord, to always go back to your presence, and most especially to always give you all of the glory sa lahat na mga ginagawa mo sa aming mga buhay. We thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hello, Global Family. Thank you for listening. If this message have impacted your life, please consider following this Spotify account. Connect with us. Let us know what God spoke to you today. Where are you streaming from, or how can we pray for you? If you want to support this ministry and continue advance God's kingdom para punuin ang langit, I want to personally encourage you to support and give financially. Go to our website, gscmnb.com/give, so you can know how the ways that you can support the ministry. See you soon. God bless you.